Welcome to Live with Lab. Today's podcast, we will be discussing bullying and the school administration and also the parents. What exactly are we doing about bullying in our schools? And are our kids safe? Hi, good morning, everybody. So we're here to discuss bullying today and the safety of our children in public schools or private schools or wherever your kids go to school at. You know, there has been a rash of bullying going on across America. And the one that sticks out to me the most is that a young girl in South Carolina in a school was not only attacked, I basically say she was murdered. Where were the teachers in this situation? Where were the principals? How does that happen in our classrooms? And what exactly, as a parent, are you expected to do if your child is the bully? Now, I want to know, if your child is a bully, do you know that they are a bully? Do you pay attention to your children's behavior when they come home from school? Because we can spot bullying, but how do we spot a bully? My stance on it is this. If you, as a parent, are a bully, then 9 times out of 10, your children are going to be a bully. Now, I might stand corrected on that one. I'm not a psychologist. However, I do know that it appears to be learned behavior. When I say learned behavior, whatever the child sees at home is what he or she is going to do in the classroom or at school. Now, if you've been getting calls from teachers saying that your child is disrespectful, they're not listening, they are acting out in the classroom, maybe you should think about doing an observation when that child does not know about it. I know I've done observations on my son to see exactly what's going on. Why isn't he learning? Why isn't he paying attention? And I found out that through this observation that Chris really was sitting in the classroom, basically looking out the window, doing everything but paying attention in class. And so after I spoke to him about his behavior, he did begin to pay attention in the classroom. He did become more interested in the work that was being presented. As parents, shouldn't we go into the classroom and see exactly what's going on? Is it our responsibility as a parent to prevent our children from becoming bullies? Is it the video games that are making our children violent? What exactly is triggering this behavior in this new generation, the millennials? I'm from the old school. I'm from an old generation, and I don't understand it when a child is being bullied. Now, another young lady in Philadelphia, was being bullied, and her mother stated that she had been being bullied for a month. A month? There is no way in the hell I would allow my child to be bullied for a month without going to that school. The first day my daughter or son or whoever would have told me that they were being bullied, I'm up at the school because I'll fight a kid. And I know it's a crime to hit a child. However, don't touch my child. Don't bully my child. These bullies actually cut her hair. Now, I don't know what led up to this. Where, again, was the teachers? Is this happening on the playground? Is this happening in the lunchroom, in the bathroom? Where exactly is all this bullying going on? And should we now have to, as parents, ask for cameras in and out of the classroom? I know where my son goes to school, there's cameras in the classroom. And is it too invasive? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's invasive. I think that we need to do whatever we need to do to protect our children in and out of the classroom, whether it's on the school property or not, because it seems that their safety is always in question when they walk on these schools' grounds. I'm not understanding this. And what should we do? I mean, do we lobby for new law changes? Do you speak to the district? Because apparently the young lady's mother went to the school and spoke to the school administrators, and they did nothing. This according to her, and this is in Philadelphia. Now, I don't know what kind of school administration this is. However, in Denver, Colorado, in our school districts, oh, somebody going to do something. Because there's no way my child should have to go to school and be subjected to somebody else's child's bullying. Now, as parents, we need to start paying attention to the signs if our child's a bully or the child is being bullied. I check my son's backpack. You know, I look at his face. I see if, you know, I asked him how his day was at school. And some kids may be embarrassed to tell you that they're being bullied. However, I'm going to always pay attention to the body language. Are they depressed? Do they go home and immediately close the door? Are they somber? You know, we have to pay attention. I put this back on the parents because it is our responsibility to make sure that our children are safe physically and mentally. And we can't just send them off to the school and think that the teachers are going to raise them, because that's not the way it is. We have to be more responsible as parents and be more attentive to our children's needs. Okay, guys, that's it on school bullying. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day, and I love you, and peace.